What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about this story where Obamagate, which is on a back burner, at least as far as the corporate media is concerned. There's this argument over the declassification of these FISA warrants or the paperwork that led to the FISA warrants. Interestingly enough, the Australian government, British intelligence, have waded on into this argument, and they don't want Trump to declassify the Obamagate documents because they were part of that spy network that was being set up by Obama, and they don't want that to come on out. So apparently MI6 chiefs are secretly battling Donald Trump to stop him from publishing this classified information linked to the Russian election meddling investigation. And this was a story on the Sydney Morning Herald last week. Now, the British intelligence chiefs are falling back on the old standby. If this stuff is declassified, sources will be exposed, methods will be known. They just don't want to be publicly exposed as having gotten in on this operation to spy for political gain, which is exactly what it was. Now, Trump, on the other hand, is not letting this go away. And I can imagine that if it were up to him, he would declassify those documents. But apparently, in an audio recording obtained by Daily Mail, President Trump told Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie in an interview, if the shoe were on the other foot and the same thing happened to him, meaning Obama, it would be treason. And the president says that he, as far as he is concerned, he believes Obama knew the then CIA chief and director of national intelligence was spying on members of his campaign. It is Richard Nixon and Watergate all over again. Apparently, Lewandowski and Bossie are in the process of writing a new book, Trump's Enemies and How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. That'll be an interesting one to see when it comes on out. And apparently the authors claim to have documents on the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation on meetings between the FBI and top executive branch members. Everybody's spying on everybody. They're even spying on themselves over there. So they're hoping to document the fact that this did go all the way up to Obama. And It's Watergate all over again here. Where's the Washington Post when you really need it? All right, so let's talk about the economic news because it's not particularly good. General Electric was founded in 1892, and it was once one of the most powerful corporations on Earth. And right now, it's hovering on the edge of bankruptcy. General Motors was founded in 1908, and at one point, it was the largest automaker on Earth. Now, it is closing a whole bunch of assembly lines and laying off approximately 14,000 workers mere weeks before Christmas, we should point out. So if the U.S. economy really is booming, these companies should be thriving, but they're not. What's going on at General Motors and General Electric, retail in general, the U.S. economy is heading into a rough spot. All right, let's take a phone call here from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, about General Motors, what they need to do is, if I was president, I'd put a 25% tax on any General Motor car now coming into the United States from outside. I wouldn't necessarily put tariffs on Toyota and Hyundai and all that because they manufacture cars in this country, too. The other thing is, I don't know if you heard today, I don't know if you covered because, I just turned you on a few minutes ago. made a statement, I believe, to the Washington Post, but this was another newspapers too, in which he basically, he didn't basically say, he said, we're in the Middle East to protect Israel. We don't need the oil anymore because we're, you know, we're self-sufficient. This is a disgrace. I mean, the country should be in an uproar. Of course, I don't think there's any, I was at the gym before, and I didn't notice anything about it on the mainstream media there on the TV. So they're probably trying to keep it hush-hush. And I'll see what's later on. I'll start covering stuff on the around the net to see if the Duran says anything about it, or maybe next news. What's that called? No more news or something like that. You know, maybe the American back on what they might say about it. This is a disgrace. I mean, we don't pay our taxes to defend Israel. We pay our taxes to defend the United States. That's what we have troops for. I wouldn't want them. My son was in the, for a few years, was in the Air Force. He's out now, thank God. And I would not want him to be risking his life. Just like when I was in the Army, I wouldn't want to be risking my life for another country that has nothing, really, that doesn't do anything for us, other than suck off our, you know, off our, you know, I don't want to use bad words. It just sucks off of us, you know?
Yeah.
All they do. They don't really serve much of a purpose for America. Except,
you know, Israel does not need the United States to defend itself. Okay, they have a very potent military, which you all paid for. They've got nuclear weapons, and everybody knows it. Nobody is going to mess with Israel. It's Israel that is constantly invading and messing with other countries.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are sending stuff to Syria. They're the ones that if the Russians hadn't put those F-300s in there, they'd probably still be attacking Israel. And yet, I mean, attacking Syria. And yet, we're risking possible World War III because Russia is involved here, and Russia's there at the invitation of Syria to defend Syria, who was, you know, under Islamist and Israeli attack all these years. So, I mean, that's why Russia's there. So what are we doing? I mean, how are we tolerating this? This is absolutely crazy. You know, I have a lot of, I like Trump on certain things, but I have a lot of problems with him on others, especially with foreign policy. I have a lot of problems with Trump on foreign policy. And I think if you're going to impeach him, this is an impeachable offense, not the stupid Russian coal. This is real collusion. This is collusion with a foreign power that is not doing us any good. And and to put American troops in harm's way, not to mention all the money it costs to keep them there, because you want to defend Israel. Well, like you said, who can defend themselves anyway? This is a crime. They need to, you know, somebody needs to call Trump out on this, but nobody seems to be doing that, either the left or the right. Like I said, I'll see later on after you. I'm going to go
on. Well, one thought you might want to take away from here, and we mentioned this when we talked about it earlier in the day, is there are, pardon me, more and more voices that are saying it's time for the United States to get out of Syria. And maybe Trump is thrashing around trying to find an excuse to keep our forces in Syria, even though we're not wanted there and the government wants us to go. And so Israel makes a handy excuse. Oh, we have to stay in Syria. We've got to protect Israel from Syria, blah, 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 blah. That may be all that this really is.
Yeah, but Mike, excuse to who?
American to the American people.
Yeah, well, but I don't think many American people are buying it, except maybe some Jews, some Zionist Jews, not all. I certainly don't buy it. And some Zionist Christians who think that we got to have Armageddon there in Jerusalem so Jesus can come back there, sit in his throne, and govern a radioactive world. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. Those are the only people that support Israel. I don't think most people. Most people, I think, getting wiser and wiser that this is a leech. This country is a leech in us. They cause more problems than they solve, and they keep us on war footing where we don't need to be in a war footing. You know, now the Ukraine is stuck. And by the way, you talk about people are like, oh, anti-Semitic. Oh, you're talking anti-Semitic. Israel is now selling weapons the Nazis in Ukraine. This is another thing I was listening to, who was on a net yesterday. I was going on certain things. They're selling weapons to the Ukraine. To, matter of fact, I think the Duran or was talking about this. They're selling weapons to Ukraine, okay, who are governed basically by Nazis. I mean, this is crazy. And yet, if you criticize Israel, you're an anti-Semite, whatever that's supposed to be, because, you know, the real Semites, the real, probably the real Israelis, I mean, real the ancient Jews, are probably more pure-blooded Palestinians than the Jews coming in from Europe, the Ashkenazi Jews coming in from Europe who are mixed with, you know, the Semites, I don't know, what do you call those people, Khazarians, German,
Khazarians, Polish, Russian, and... there's actually very little Hebrew DNA in the Khazarians because the only Hebrews who actually went to Khazaria from ancient Israel were recruited by the king when he basically declared Judaism the state religion. And so,
the Khazarians, they're Turks, really, aren't they? The Khazarians are really the Turks, if I'm not mistaken. It's part of what would you do with Turkey.
They're more
Armenia.
Central Asian. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Turkish, right? Armenian.
Well, no, it's more up toward Russian Georgia. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We're going to get back to the news here. And thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, so we're talking about the economy. We're talking about big companies, iconic American companies like General Electric and General Motors are in serious, serious trouble because nobody has the money to buy their products. And nobody wants to whip out that plastic in these uncertain times. So President Trump, of course, is very angry with General Motors because it was basically a year ago when Trump assured America that the tax cuts meant that companies like General Motors would be able to bring back the jobs. And now, of course, GM is shutting down factories and they're letting some 14,000 people go. And so Trump is basically calling for General Motors to pay back the federal bailout that they were given. $11.2 billion was given to General Motors. And Trump is also threatening to cut all the electric vehicle subsidies. But Donald, that $11.2 billion, that's not coming back. That's a write-off right there. That money is gone. It's already been spent. And GM, if GM had $11.2 billion to return to you, they wouldn't be on the edge of bankruptcy. They wouldn't have to let all these people go. Anyway, as you know, we're coming up here on the G20 talks down in Buenos Aires. And everybody's getting ready to talk or not talk. As I reported earlier in the program, Trump is thinking about canceling his planned meeting with Putin over what happened in the Sea of Azov between Ukraine and Russia. And again, could have been that was what this was all about. Getting Trump to stop talking nice to Russia. Meanwhile, China's ambassador was meeting with Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow. And apparently Kudlow came on out and said, there's really no progress. You know, they're having pre-G20 talks right now and they haven't yielded any progress, and unless something changes, the administration will move ahead with the next phase of tariffs. And Kudlow came on out and said things have been moving very slowly between the two countries, saying it's up to China to come up with new ideas to break the deadlock. And apparently Kudlow was echoing a report from the U.S. Trade Representative saying there hasn't been much of a change in China's approach. So it's stalemated, and all these people who are being economically harmed by this tariff war will go on being economically harmed. Now, this article coming out of Investment Watch blog is basically China is issuing a warning that a U.S. trade war, which is what this is turning into, could escalate into a Great Depression and possibly a world war. And they're saying there will be a showdown at the G20. Going to be a lot of fireworks down there. Now, the only good news is that right now, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet for a dinner meeting this coming Saturday. And hopefully, there might be the possibility of a breakthrough there. But it's going to be very, very tricky. I mean, Trump wants a breakthrough, but he's threatening more tariffs. China is looking at Trump's recent behavior and realizing that he's not necessarily a man of his word. And that's going to make things a little bit trickier as well. Vladimir Putin, as part of his run-up to going to the G20, responded to a comment from the U.S. administration about how, you know, Russia's trying to ditch the dollar. And Putin came on out and, according to Bloomberg, said, no, what's going on is we're not ditching the dollar. The dollar is ditching us. Because of all these punitive sanctions, it's just easier to go use other currencies, which, by the way, is what I said was going to happen when this whole sanctions and tariffs nonsense got going, that the United States was isolating itself politically and economically from the rest of the world. Sorry about that. I had to cough. So that's what's going on over here. Excuse me. Sorry about that. We are starting to see all over the world a slowdown in real estate sales. New housing is down. Pre-owned housing is down. Rentals are down. We're seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it in Canada. We're seeing it in Australia. We're seeing it in Great Britain. It is global. And it signals a global downturn in the economies of all these countries. Over at the New York Times, even Paul Krugman is saying that this next crisis will be worse than 2008. So just try and be prepared for it. Be ready for it here. Okay. As you know, China has been putting together this multi-billion dollar initiative called the One Belt, One Road. And it's going to be a network of ports, railways, roads, and industrial parks linking through 65 countries representing an estimated 60% of the world's population and a third of its economic output. So far, around 70 countries have signed a memorandum saying, yeah, we would like to be part of this. In Europe, countries like Poland and Greece have signed, but the project is starting to create anxiety that this will give China a lot of influence over a large chunk of the world. And so over in Spain, they have announced they will not sign. An official from the Spanish Prime Minister's office said they will not sign the initiative. All right, we got to take a break for commercial. I got to find out why my throat is acting up, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And not every media organization is ultra-leftist, although Fox clearly is going that way. There is a group called the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and they're conservative. And apparently they issued instructions to over 100 of their TV stations to air a segment that basically defended the use of the tear gas on the migrants at the border. And it's to basically counter the fact that the open borders people are trying to exploit the conflict. They say, oh, those poor people, these women and the children. Now, again, the people at the border are saying the vast majority of these migrants are military age young men, and probably quite a few of them are MS-13 as well. But it's nice that the Sinclair group is trying to bring some balance back into this. Meanwhile, over at Judicial Watch, they're calling for the interdiction of these caravans before they even get to the border. Why let them get to the border? Why let it build up to this confrontation? Just find a way, you know, with the cooperation of the government of Mexico, to turn them around. Maybe help fortify Mexico's southern border, which, by the way, is a very impressive-looking one. That's really where they should have been stopped, right there. Judicial Watch is also calling for an investigation on the organizers of the migrant caravans, because it's very obvious this was not just a spontaneous moment where 8,000 people in a Central American country all stood up and said, I got an idea. There's nothing on TV this afternoon. Let's walk to North America. Let's walk to the United States. They'll let us in. It'll be great. But we know that there's been tremendous amounts of logistic support, tents, food, water, all of that. Who paid for it all? Who put this thing together? Because whoever organized this is basically guilty of felony violations of Title VIII. And we do need to know what's going on, what the agenda really is. Is it to make Trump look bad? Is it to bring in more Democratic voters? Is it part of the plan of the New World Order, One World Government, to blend everybody together? Is it all three? Probably. Over at the United Nations, they are once again reaffirming that refugees have a right to seek asylum in the United States. Now, this is a direct quote from their statement. It means that any person whose life is at risk in their country of origin must be able to access territory and request asylum in a safe country. And each asylum request should be considered individually, end quote. There are, of course, two issues here. One, this migrant horde approaching our border, they're not at risk of, their life is not at risk in their country of origin. That's not been documented. And each asylum request should be considered individually. Yeah, going to be a long process. But interestingly enough, according to the United Nations, any refugees who walk into Israel would have to be accepted by them. And you will notice in all of this refugee here, migrant there, Israel remains relatively, shall we say, pure. They're fully on board for, you know, the migration all over the globe, Europe, United States, but not Israel. So let's talk about what's going on in Great Britain, because we're coming up in little less than 2 weeks now on this so-called meaningful vote regarding Theresa May's Brexit deal. And apparently Theresa May has surrounded herself with a whole bunch of yes people who are saying, yes, it's going to work. We're going to be able to pull this off. But actual numbers being polled are saying she could suffer a 200 vote defeat in the Commons. And that, of course, would be a hammer blow to her position as Prime Minister. So we're going to see what's happening there. Now, Daniel Hannan is a member for the European Parliament for Southeast England, and he's out there saying he'd like to support Theresa May's plan, but he can't. It proposes a way of leaving the EU that's exactly the wrong way around. So and he's saying the big part is being able to relaunch Britain as a global trader. And the EU's been threatening embargoes. Now, Donald Trump said that when Brexit happened, he would immediately sign a trade deal with Great Britain. I certainly hope he keeps that one up. Anyway, I got to take another break here. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Why Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And my apologies for the coughing back there, but something got caught in my throat. I don't even know what it was. We're talking about Brexit, and we're coming up on this vote, this meaningful vote in the Commons 12 days from now. And it's obviously a contentious issue. The Remainers have been trying to find some way to sabotage this deal and undermine the will of the British voters. And that could be a very dangerous thing, because if you look at the way people in a lot of countries right now are protesting and rioting, the whole world is on edge. Ukraine, France, places like that. I think if Brexit is derailed or stopped, I think there will be violence in the streets. I don't want to see it, but I think it's a very, very real possibility. Now, speaking of France, Macron is slamming the people protesting the increase in fuel prices, which was part of a larger green agenda. And Macron is out there saying that he wants to close 50% of the nuclear plants and make France carbon-free by 2050. The two are obviously at cross purposes. And he's out there declaring he will not be forced into changing his policies by protests which are being led by thugs. So it's getting ugly over there. Now, part of the problem here is there has been a strike against the French oil refinery. And as a result, diesel is now in short supply, not just in France, all over Europe. And this refinery, it is the biggest one in France. So they're just closing it down. So anyway. All right. Now, there was prolific French writer Renaud Camus coined the theory of the great replacement. And he told Breitbart London that these French protests are about more than the fuel prices. They're a grassroots reaction against the Davos elite who view working people as worthless human Nutella. And the other day when we were talking about this, I said you can push a population and treat them badly, and then all of a sudden it'll be one thing that sparks it off. And apparently the French people have been getting the impression that their government doesn't see them as people, doesn't respect them as human beings. We have a lot of that here as well. And pardon me. So this Mr. Camus was saying there is more substance to the Yellow Vest movement, which is supported by 77% of the French population. It's not just fuel taxes. It's about the lack of respect, general exchangeability, being treated by managerial politics like an object, a product. So there we are. Now, Emmanuel Macron himself wanted to be a player on the world stage. And was out there grandstanding a lot, but these protests are working against him. They're showing the world that France isn't a well-managed country. And frankly, we're seeing that in many of these European Union nations where there is that push for further integration with Brussels and open borders. And I think a big part of what's going on all across Europe, again, does relate to those open borders. Because ordinary people, the ones who are already feeling like they're being treated like objects, they're fed up with it. Polls are showing all over. People are just fed up with the illegal immigrants, refugee problem. And they resent being forced further and further down that way. Now, Donald Trump has done something that I find to be absolutely appalling, and I'm trying to figure out what he ultimately is going to do with this. And I have a theory. Trump is trying to abrogate longstanding legal international treaties signed by previous U.S. presidents with sovereign Native American tribes. In other words, he's trying to take away their sovereignty. Now, the Trump administration is using a requirement that Medicaid recipients work in return for health benefits to deny American Native tribes the right to govern themselves as sovereign entities. The Trump administration is basically saying Native Americans are no longer a racial group, or rather a tribal nation. They are a racial group subject to federal law. Now, I can imagine the Native Americans are going to be very upset with this. So what is Trump really trying to do here? Well, if Trump is able to actually get withdrawal of their sovereignty through the Supreme Court, It means the land is now available for development and appropriation. And that could very well be what this is really all about, because I can't see a motive. I can't see any other motive for Trump to be doing this. No other American president has ever tried to revoke the sovereign independence of the Native American tribes. So, I don't know. It's another example of Trump just pulling out of deals and agreements and treaties. That's bad stuff. All right, let's get into some stuff a little bit lighter here. Apparently, Apple is slashing iPhone orders for the second time because sales are stalling. And apparently, demand for the iPhones is worse than previously thought. So Apple has issued a second cutback on iPhone orders as a result of weaker than expected demand for the high-end devices, according to Taiwan-based news site DigiTimes. And that follows early reports of production cuts for the iPhone XR and XS. Now, the XR is the so-called low-end phone, and they're already cutting the price on that. It's too expensive. This economy cannot support something that expensive as a phone. Apple's still operating in that business model where people buy the latest and greatest when it comes on out, just so they can go around saying, I've got the latest and greatest. Can't do that in this day and age. It just doesn't work. Anyway. Okay, story out of the Daily Mail. Google is saying that 150 Play Store downloads have been discovered to have hidden malware. Now, the malware does not infect your Android phones. It infects your computer, your desktop, when you plug in your smartphone. So, got to get the anti-malware out there, run a security check here. What Claire and I do is we have the little wall chargers. So when we're not constantly plugging our phones into the computer, it's only when we need to like update in iTunes or something. Plus, we don't do games. All right. Apparently, Google Maps has been targeted by criminals. And as you know, one of the things that Google Maps and these other websites that provide these services do, you can search for something. You can look for something like auto repair. And the map will come on up, and it'll put some dots on there and a bunch of names and addresses. Well, apparently what the scammers are doing is they're able to basically do a man-in-the-middle attack on your data stream. And when Google Maps is coming back, they will delete the legitimate business data and insert their own name, address, and phone number to get you to show up to someplace where you're going to be dealing with a would-be criminal. Okay. Apparently, there was a little bit of an upset yesterday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center where there was an active shooter alert. And at first, the Navy came on out and said, no, it was an improper use of the alert system. And it sent out these false reports. Then later on, they said it was some kind of a drill. But it was a false alarm here. This next story is one of the reasons why I do not like to go to doctors. And again, Daily Mail. Johnson & Johnson knowingly sold a faulty vaginal mesh implant that left tens of thousands of women in agony. And there's this new report that has come on out, and it basically involves leaked emails, internal emails from Johnson & Johnson. And they reveal executives at the company had been briefed. The product has flaws. It won't keep its flexibility. It can get extremely rigid. It can inflict serious pain and would be near impossible to remove. So this product was launched back in 2004, and a number of the staff tried to warn management, this is not a good product. And Johnson & Johnson management launched it, promoted it, and over the next 7 years, tens of thousands of women unwittingly followed their doctor's advice to undergo the operation that would change their lives. Now, it's one thing to have an accident, to say, oh, we should have looked closer. These people knew this product was going to cause pain. What were they thinking was going to happen? 3-4 years down the road, they're in pain. Oh, that's going to be good for the doctor. We'll figure out a way to get it out. We'll sell them another mesh, a new and improved mesh. But apparently there is a series of lawsuits, and I would like to see those people in management held personally accountable. I really would. Okay. The United Nations is still out there, along with saying refugees have a right to come into your home. They're still out there pushing climate change. And it just recently issued this report saying that the world has only 19 years left to disaster if drastic measures are not taken now. Of course, the global warming people have been saying that going back to the 1990s, actually earlier than that. If you read my Climate Gate article, seems like every 5 to 10 years, oh, the world is entering an ice age. The world is boiling. The world is entering an ice age. Followed by demands for money and obedience here, which is what this really is. The UN is coming on out saying, give us your money and obedience or you will die horrible deaths. That's what they're saying out here. Now, the reality is that we're in a period of global cooling. And contrary to the propaganda that was being thrown at us by the global warming cult, warming isn't the problem. Cooling is. One of the bits of creative Wikipedia editing that was going on by the global warming people was to try and downplay the fact that the Roman and medieval warming periods were actually times of great bounty and prosperity. So, story that came out of Lou Rockwell, basically saying, yeah, there's going to be cooling for a while now, and it could trigger famine. So, anyway, apparently they have a problem up on the International Space Station because apparently scientists have discovered 5 different varieties of Enterobacter, which is a bacteria, were found in the space station's toilet and exercise area. Now, obviously, they rode up to the space station with the various crews here. But the interesting thing is that these bacteria really like being in space. And they're apparently mutating. And scientists are concerned about, you know, could they mutate into a dangerous form? So they're going to have to be taking a look at that here. Okay. Now, as you know, last week, well, actually, yeah, over the weekend, NASA landed a new spacecraft on the planet Mars. And already the PC people are out there because NASA's public statements contains words like colonization and exploration. And the PC people out there, including American astronomer Lucianne Walkowicz, are saying we shouldn't be using those words. Those are not good words that are not politically correct right now. How about looking at the data? That's what you sent the thing there for. So apparently there are PC people out there who are saying there are certain words you may not use when you're talking about space exploration. Like colonizing, settlement, frontier, exploring. Well, what do you call it when you go on out there in space? What would you call it? What PC word would you choose? But they want to make these outer space safe for the snowflakes. That's what's going on now. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we have a caller on the line, Tom in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you? Johnson & Johnson thing, they're a real bunch of crooks. My wife had a bunch of that stuff put in her. And and they just ran it and raved how good it was and how much it was better she was going to feel and all that. And it didn't take but a few years for that stuff to start causing problems. And she's in a lot of pain over it. So we went and saw some other doctors, got a hold of the attorneys that were handling the suits. And all they do is they give you a certain amount for, like, I guess, for pain and suffering and false advertising, whatever. And then if you want the really big money for all the, you know, all the extensive pain and the inconvenience that she's going to have, because it's, they think it's caused neuropathy in her legs, too. They think it's really messed up all her nerves. You have to go through the surgery before they'll give you any more. And the surgery, the doctors are recommending that she just grin and bear it, because the surgery could be worse than leaving it in. And some of the examinations they did, this looks like the stuff disintegrated and just spreading around her body internally.
Boy, that, yeah, I mean, the idea that their own staff was warning management, this is going to be a problem down the road. And management apparently didn't care. They figured that they were looking at early retirement, figured it'd be somebody else's problem. I don't know. I remember that horrible story where the Bayer Company had put together a hemophilia medication using some of that tainted blood from the Arkansas tainted blood scandal. Remember that whole story? And when it came on out, they had to stop selling the medication here because it was contaminated with HIV. Bayer turned around and sold it to other countries where there weren't legal prohibitions. They knowingly sold HIV-contaminated medicine to hemophiliacs in these other countries. It's all about the money.
Yeah, the doctor who did her surgery was a woman, and she was knocking them out like 10 a week. Because she wanted to, she was trying to, I don't know exactly what it was she was trying to accomplish, but she was trying to make a name for herself, and she was doing like 10 or 12 of these surgeries a week, and she got some kind of, promotion or something at a hospital to be a teaching doctor or something like that, but boy, she really messed up a bunch of people, and that stuff is really bad, really bad.
Well,
if anybody's thinking about getting any of that used, just don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's all about selling product and making money. And sometimes you do have to go to a doctor, like when Claire hurt her back earlier this year. We couldn't even get in to see her doctor for something like, 30 days. We didn't know what she was doing.
Yep.
Anyway,
well,
thank you for
Claire,
the phone.
You guys have a great holiday, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We've got to take a break for station identification. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.